This is an executive summary of 1031 Exchange versus Selling and Paying the Tax, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. The 1031 Exchange gets promoted so hard that investors often treat deferral as the default and paying the tax as the failure case. That framing is wrong. Deferral is a tool, not a trophy. For a large gain you plan to keep invested in real estate, it can be enormously valuable. For a small gain, or when you actually want out of real estate, paying the tax and walking away with clean cash can be the better deal. This is the math behind both paths, the time value of money that makes deferral worth chasing, and the honest list of situations where writing the IRS a check is the smarter move. Before you can judge deferral, you have to price the alternative honestly. Just pay the tax sounds simple, but the bill is rarely one line. A sale of an appreciated investment property stacks up to 4 separate taxes, and most sellers underestimate the total because they only think about the headline long-term capital gains rate. Start with federal long-term capital gains. In 2026 the rate is 0%, 15%, or 20% depending on taxable income. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.